became outdated from the moment the Berlin Wall came down and the Soviet Union collapsed. The communist world that Lenin formed, very much in his own ascetic image, may have gone into the dustbin of history. Yet he is highly relevant today. At the end of the Cold War, neoliberalism triumphed, along with the idea of democracy. Socialism and its variants were entirely discredited. There seemed to be no alternative to the political and economic solutions offered by globalized markets. But the world looked a different place after a banking crisis and recession in 2007-08. There was a loss of confidence in much of the West in the democratic process itself. For millions of people, the certainties that two generations accepted as basic assumptions, the facts of life, were altogether less certain. Lenin would very probably have regarded the world of 2017 as being on the cusp of a revolutionary moment. He matters now, not because of his flawed, bloody, and murderously misguided answers, but because he was asking the same questions as we are today about similar problems. Millions of people and some dangerous populist leaders on the left and right are doubting whether liberal democracy has been successful in creating a fair society and sustained freedom and prosperity, or can deal with gaping inequality and injustice. The phrases